South Africa cannot afford commuter rail to fail. April 25, 2024. Commuter rail is a key aspect of any strategic public transport network. We cannot afford for commuter rail in South Africa to fail, says James Anafee, market sector lead, Rail Africa at AECOM. Anafee reveals that 2019 National Household Travel Survey, NHHTS, statistics for Gauteng, the country's largest economic hub, showed a huge decline in the commuter rail market share compared to 2014, as indicated in the table below. Mode, 2014 work trips, 2014 percentage, percent, 2019 work trips, 2019 percentage, percent, rail, 339,000, 17.1, 80,000, 4.1, bus, 236,000, 11.9, 153,000, 7.9, minibus taxi, 1,402,000, 70.9, 1,700,000, 87.9, total, 1,977,000, 100, 1,933,000, 100, even before 2014, the commuter rail modal share had already declined from previous years due to a drop in service quality and related aspects such as reliability, punctuality, and passenger security. The COVID-19 pandemic further severely impacted commuter rail services after 2020, to the point of being almost non-operational. Revitalization of existing infrastructure vital. Brits notes that there have been huge investments in rail infrastructure and services over the years. The low-hanging fruit is to revitalize, reinstate, and improve on what one has. That will give us a basis for a properly integrated and functional public transport system in future, he says. Anafee adds that private participation needs to be encouraged to revitalize commuter rail, as government alone cannot come up with all the necessary funding and expertise. Any restoration program must focus on high-demand corridors to provide a good, reliable, and competitive service that then begins to bring high impact and confidence into the sector, so that people start seeing it as a viable option, he elaborates. Added benefits include the socio-economic and local community development aspects associated with commuter rail expansion and operation. A major problem is vandalism and theft. If we uplift communities as part of the commuter rail network, they will have a sense of ownership of this vital infrastructure and the need to preserve it for future generations, Anafee points out. Brits adds that the institutional model around passenger rail service provision must be addressed. A proper concessionary structure is necessary to oversee quality and efficiency. Therefore, we need to look at the institutional arrangements in place in terms of roles and responsibilities. That is a fundamental basis for more effective and efficient provision of commuter rail services, he concludes.